I normally do get to speak, so this isn't an official Vox Pop moment, but I'm going to take it and run with it, okay? There has been a few things on my mind that I want to share real quick before we get into the infant and child dedication. It's been something I've been wrestling with for the last year, and I've been wondering, as we've been transitioning as a community, wondering, who have we been, who are we now, and who are we becoming? And there's been a word, as I've been thinking about people's experiences with Third Way, my own experience, there's been one word that has just been sort of streaming through all three of these times in history. And I would say that one word is home. So Third Way started with a home, a community home that actually Danny was a part of, and you were part of it as well. Was that the Thomas home first? Thomas House? Hamlin House first. So the Hamlin House was started with a home where people were living together and sharing their resources and building community, and then another home was started. And then people started buying homes in the neighborhood and renting homes and apartments in the right around where these two homes were. And this was a little movement of people that wanted to live in proximity and do life together and do mission together. After a while, you know, that wasn't necessarily the way that our community was functioning as a Christian intentional community like that. But this idea of home still rang true. I think home is oftentimes where we go to be safe. And I think a lot of folks have come to Third Way and realizing that it's been a safe place for them. It's a place where they can be broken, where they can doubt, where they can question, where they don't have to have their ducks in a row to be present within this community. And it's been a place where people who have sort of given the church one last try after being hurt and hurt and hurt, and they've said, I don't know if I believe anymore, but I'll at least try this out. And we've seen folks turn back to God, and not just turn back to God, but want to give their whole life to what God is up to in their life. But home is more than a place of rest and a place of safety. It's a place of personal investment. It's the difference between when you're renting a home and when you've bought a home. I'm a renter right now, and I put zero time and energy into my place. But I know many of you guys own homes and put a lot of time and energy into your homes. Third Way folks, I would say, tend to be invested. Third Way is not a church resource meant to be used, but a church home made to be invested in. This is also kind of what our multi-voice movement that we've been talking about is all about. Each of us get to share ownership of this church home. So, Third Way, own it. Own it. A home is also, and I would say this is a pretty big deal, a home holds family. And family is a place of belonging. And I would say we don't belong to an event. We belong to a people. And so we may not be a church that puts on the coolest, biggest, baddest events, but we may be the coolest and baddest people. Can I get an amen? Amen. A home is also where you can be authentically yourself. And I've seen through my time with Third Way, never was there a time when Third Way was inauthentic, when people were called to be something other than themselves, dress other than themselves, speak in a way that's different than how they normally would speak, act different than they would normally act. Home is a place of covenant relationships. And this covenant community that we're in is a place that we can disagree and still be brothers and sisters. Similar to my own brother, we can disagree, and I can walk away, and I'm never questioning, am I still his brother? Similarly here, I just had an experience with Brooke, where we just clashed, and she brought this up, and it really hit home. I don't have to question, Brooke, am I really your brother still, even though we disagreed? Home holds family, which has mutual care. We take care of each other. We take care of each other's kids. We take care of each other's kids' kids. We take care of each other's kids' kids' pets. That's the kind of community that we are. And today, what we're doing with this baby dedication, we're not watching as other families dedicate their kids. We're dedicating our little brothers and little sisters. We're dedicating ourselves to caring for these little ones, supporting them, raising them up in the ways of God. One of the most important Old Testament scriptures is called the Shema. It's found in Deuteronomy 6. Jews oftentimes will cite this every single day of their lives. When Jesus was asked, what is the greatest commandment? He brings up the Shema. So I think this is important stuff. So today, I'm going to say that the Shema is for us. Whether you're the parent or you're one who's just present here, a part of this community, this is for you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. So, third way, let's be a community that is infatuated with God in this way. Infatuated with the things of God like this. So much so that our kids don't even, don't just know about God, but come to a point to say, I love God because of what they see in us. And now I'm going to say, following Jesus' example, who was dedicated by his own human parents, we also will be dedicating our children to God, knowing that they are gifts of God, created by God, and ultimately, they are for God. This act of dedication does not magically make these kids disciples of Jesus. Instead, this dedication is our thanksgiving to God, our commitment to God to raise them in such a way that following Jesus not only makes sense to them, but it's something that is attractive to them. So Danny and Amanda are going to be coming up here. And they wrote a song that is going to be leading us in this ceremony.
I was there the moment that you woke. I couldn't believe the sparkle in your eyes. And I can't believe the way you look at me now. It keeps me coming back for more, keeps me alive somehow. Oh. First moment that you walked, just how far you got. And I can't believe the places you are going now, but it keeps me coming back for more. Keeps me alive somehow. Oh, it keeps me coming back for more. Keeps me alive somehow. Oh, oh. There, even when you couldn't see, holding you close, whispering softly, and you can't believe that I'm here with you now, but it keeps me coming back for more, keeps me alive somehow. Oh, it keeps me coming back for more, keeps me alive somehow.
Pray real quick. Lord, we desire for your presence to be thick among us, that we would know the Lord was here with us. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless everyone here, that you would bless the kids that are being dedicated, and that you would be glorified through all of this. In Jesus' name, amen. Could we have the Frosts come on up? Keep this down right here. We'll keep it. Yeah. And if you want, I don't know if you have folks that you want to. Never mind.
What?
Nothing. Nothing. All right. So we have John and Candace, and they are dedicating Lucy Ames Frost. Lucy means light, as you can see on her face. Ames means friendly, and it's also the town where John and Candace met, which is really sweet. Are there any folks that are here, family folks? Do you want to introduce them?
My folks, Dave and Sherry.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Aren't we already?
Would you briefly share some of the main hopes that you have for Lucy as you dedicate her right now? Hopes and dreams.
Hopes and dreams. I just hope she loves Jesus.
Say that it's so funny when kids are little. I never, before having kids, really thought about their personalities and how they just sprout up so early. And so seeing Lucy and how outgoing and extroverted it is, or she is, she's not an it. I am so hopeful that she will not only love the Lord, but that she will be gracious and that she will have a heart full of gratitude. Those are the things that I really hope for and pray for. And I also hope that she will be incredibly generous to all of you.
Awesome. So we are giving each of the kids three things. One is this white flower, which is a what?
Carnation.
I forgot, so that's why I had to ask. One, it's because it symbolizes their innocence as well as their delicacy. And so the need to be caring for them, because innocence could be lost easily, and also they can get hurt. Another thing that we are giving each of the kids is this Jesus Storybook Bible and a certificate of dedication. But in each of these, I wrote some of my own hopes and dreams for them. So here's what I want for you, Lucy. Lucy, you are a beautiful gift from God. You shine brightly with God's heavenly radiant light. May you fill the earth with shimmers of love, joy, and peace as you reflect our good and friendly God. And may you be formed by God's word as you grow to be a strong woman of character and faith. That's for you. So, now let's move on to some commitments. All right. This is for the parents. You guys can respond with, "We do." Do you recognize the beauty and gift of Lucy, whom God has entrusted to your nurture and care?
We do.
Do you commit to loving Lucy in the unconditional, self-sacrificial, other-oriented way that Christ loves you?
We do.
Do you commit to modeling and teaching Jesus' kingdom way to Lucy, and commit to nurturing a home environment where God is worshipped and obeyed?
We do.
Delicate. All right, this is for the congregation. Please respond with, "We do." Do you recognize the beauty and gift of Lucy to our community?
We do.
Do you commit to caring for, supporting, and encouraging Lucy in her development of Christian faith, character, and maturity?
We do.
Do you commit to faithfully fulfilling your role to Lucy as members of her church, family, as older brothers and sisters in Christ? All right, can I? Do you think she'll want to hang out?
It's okay. Mom and Dad are right here.
Whoop.
You want to home?
I think
we'll co-hold.
We'll co-hold. All right. All right. Here we go.
Thank you.
Lucy, we now dedicate you to God. May God make clear to you each road. May God make safe to you each step. Should you stumble, hold you. If you fall, lift you up. When you are hard-pressed with evil, deliver you and bring you at last to God's glory. Amen. Thank you, guys. Can we have the Honkins? The Honkins and whoever wants to join them. That's what I was told. All right, so we have Nate and Emily Honkin. And they are dedicating River Lewis Honkin. River does mean river. Do you have folks here that are supporting you? Who,
yep.
Do you want to introduce them and use the microphone?
Sure. My parents, Steve and Linda, in the back, and Nate's parents, David and Mary.
All right. Let's give them a hand. All right. So now you probably didn't know. I was going to say this again, but maybe you had a little bit more time to think about it. Would you briefly share some of your main hopes and dreams for River as you dedicate him now?
I would just hope that he would value relationships and invest in people and community.
And love Jesus.
Awesome. Let me grab this real quick. So, here's my hopes. River, you are an amazing gift from God. As you grow, may you be held in the safety of God's protection and formed by his glorious word. May the Holy Spirit flow in and through you as a mighty river to bring peace and blessing all the days of your life. I will set this back here for you guys. All right, parents, please respond with "we do." Do you recognize the beauty and gift of river whom God has entrusted to your nurture and care?
We do.
Do you commit to loving river in the unconditional, self-sacrificial, other-oriented way that Christ loves you?
We do.
Do you commit to modeling and teaching Jesus' kingdom way to river and commit to nurturing a home environment where God is worshiped and obeyed?
We do.
Congregation, please respond with "we do." Do you recognize the beauty and gift of river to our community?
We do.
Do you commit to caring for, supporting, and encouraging river in his development of Christian faith, character, and maturity?
We do.
Do you commit to faithfully fulfilling your role to river as members of his church family, as older brothers and sisters in Christ?
We do.
Maybe I can hold this one.
Whoop.
Hey, buddy. I don't think you'll cry, right? All right, River. River, we now dedicate you to God. May God make clear to you each road. May God make safe to you each step. Should you stumble, hold you. If you fall, lift you. When you are hard-pressed with evil, deliver you and bring you to, at last, to God's glory. Amen.
Amen.
There you go. Can you hold it?
Okay.
You guys rock. All right. Could we have the Givens family? All right, so we have Joseph and Rachel Givens, and they are dedicating their son, Elijah Stephen Givens. Elijah means, "My God is Yahweh." Do you have folks here that are supporting you?
That's my parents, David and Marjorie. And, oh yeah, my sister and her boyfriend, Josh.
And then my mom and my brother and sister.
And you're what?
My mom and my brother and my sister.
All right, let's give them applause. Applause. Would you briefly share some of your main hopes and dreams for Elijah as you dedicate him right now?
I hope he becomes a loving and caring person who always puts others before himself.
And I hope he stays as friendly as he's always been.
Amen. Here's what I think. Elijah, you are a gift from God and a joy to this world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Continue to carry your joy to the world through good times and in bad. Let Yahweh be your God each step you take, and may God's word form you to be a strong and courageous man of God. Amen. All right, you parents, do you want to hold that? Please respond with "we do." Do you recognize the beauty and gift of Elijah, whom God has entrusted to your nurture and care?
We do.
Do you commit to loving Elijah in the unconditional, self-sacrificial, other-oriented way that Christ loves you? Do you commit to modeling and teaching Jesus' kingdom way to Elijah and commit to nurturing a home environment where God is worshiped and obeyed?
We do.
Hey, congregation, please respond with "we do." Do you recognize the beauty and gift of Elijah to our community?
We do.
Do you commit to caring for, supporting, and encouraging Elijah in his development of Christian faith, character, and maturity? Do you commit to faithfully fulfilling your role to Elijah as members of his church family, as older brothers and sisters in Christ. Elijah, want to hang out? Hey, bud.
Hey.
All right, I'm going to say something, okay, Elijah? Elijah, we now dedicate you to God. May God make clear to you each road. May God make safe to you each step. Should you stumble, hold you. If you fall, lift you up. When you are hard-pressed with evil, deliver you and bring you at last to God's glory. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye. Could we have the Imbertson family come? This is going to be fun. Ira, this is going to be great. All right, so we got Mitch and Diana Imbertson, and they are dedicating Ira John Imbertson and Odin James Imbertson. Ira means watchful. And Odin, the name Odin sounds gentle, but with an underlying strength to it. So, Mitch and Diana, do you have folks here that are here? Do you want to introduce them?
My mom, Tammy, my mother-in-law, Sheila, and my father-in-law, Jim.
Awesome. Would you guys briefly share some of your main hopes and dreams for Ira and Odin as you dedicate them now?
I guess I would just hope that they both learn to love God and to love Jesus and to learn to follow Jesus, I guess.
Awesome. All right. Oh, yeah, I've got books for you guys. Forgetting these things. All right. Ira, I've got some things for you. You're a wonderful gift from God. Do you know that? As you journey forward, always remember that God is watching over you, offering protection and heavenly grace every step of the way. May you also stay watchful and attentive to the movements of God in your life and learn his ways as you take in the stories and teachings from his word. Odin, I got something for you too. As an incredible gift from God, you were perfectly formed into a strong, yet gentle child of God. May God's protection cover you, God's spirit fill you, and God's voice direct you. Grow in the ways of the Lord as you receive God's word, and remember to seek first his kingdom and righteousness all the days of your life. I think he wants the mic. All right, parents, you guys ready for this? Please respond with, "We do." Do you recognize the beauty and gift of Ira and Odin whom God has entrusted to your nurture and care? Do you commit to loving Ira and Odin in the unconditional, self-sacrificial, other-oriented way that Christ loves you? Do you commit to modeling and teaching Jesus' kingdom way to Ira and Odin, and commit to nurturing a home environment where God is worshipped and obeyed? Congregation, please respond with, "We do." It's so attractive. All right, do you recognize the beauty and gift of Ira and Odin to our community? Do you commit to caring?
Mama.
Do you commit to caring for, supporting, and encouraging Ira and Odin in their development of Christian faith, character, and maturity? Do you commit to faithfully fulfilling your role to Ira and Odin as members of their church family, as older brothers and sisters in Christ? All right, Ira and Odin, this might be complicated. Do you want to hang out over here? Maybe we can play with cars or something? Look at this, I'm fun. All right, Ira and Odin. We now dedicate you two to God. And may God make clear to you each road. May God make safe to you each step. Should you stumble, hold you. If you fall, lift you up. And when you are hard-pressed with evil, deliver you and bring you at last to God's glory. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, guys. I can have someone else take these for you. Thanks, guys. Can we get the Hansons? So recently I was able to baptize my brother, and now I get to dedicate my niece and nephew. So this is pretty neat for me. So we've got Joel and Betsy Hansen, and they are dedicating Amaria Faye Hansen and Milo Daniel Hansen. Amaria means God's word or promise, and Faye means faith. Milo means merciful. Are there some folks, actually, where did our, we'll give you guys this. Do you guys have folks that are supporting you here? You want to introduce?
My mom and my dad, Lisa, and we also have, Edward, and also my sister-in-law, Gretchen.
Awesome. Would you briefly share some of your main hopes and dreams for Amaria and Milo as you dedicate them now?
If you asked me an hour ago, go to sleep. you know, the answer for most of those guys are, yeah, love Jesus. I would like her to have, like, adventurous spirit. I'd like her to dance. Milo, I would like him to be like a protector and someone who loves very well.
Hmm.
And for both kids, I just hope for a simple faith and a soft heart.
Hmm. Amaria, I got something to say to you. This is your Uncle Jojo. You are such a gift from God. Before you were born, God promised to give you to your parents, and what a joy you have been. May God's word dwell in you richly as you grow in faith, trusting that God is both good and faithful, and may God protect you all the days of your life. It's so shiny and nice. Milo, what up? You have a long, beautiful journey ahead of you. There will be times when you succeed and times when you fail, but God will always be merciful to you throughout your days. May you also show the same mercy to others when they hurt or disappoint you. Let God's word form you into a strong man of God that knows God's voice and ways. All right, parents, bro and sis, please respond with "we do." Do you commit to loving? Oh, I started in the wrong one, sorry. Do you recognize the beauty and gift of Amaria and Milo, whom God has entrusted to your nurture and care?
We do.
Do you commit to loving Amaria and Milo in the unconditional, self-sacrificial, other-oriented way that Christ loves you?
We do.
Do you commit to modeling and teaching Jesus' kingdom way to Amaria and Milo and commit to nurturing a home environment where God is worshipped and obeyed? Congregation, please respond with, we do. Do you recognize the beauty and gift of Amaria and Milo to our community?
We do.
Do you commit to caring for, supporting, and encouraging Amaria and Milo in their development of Christian faith, character, and maturity?
We do.
Do you commit to faithfully fulfilling your role to Amaria and Milo as members of their church family, as older brothers and sisters in Christ? All right. Do you think I can hold both of them? Do you think that's going to be possible?
Yeah.
This is going to be great. Hey, buddy. All right. He might tear this off my face, so.
It's probably going to happen.
Oh, this is great. All right. Amari and Milo, I love you guys. We now dedicate you to God. May God make clear to you each road. May God make safe to you each step. Should you stumble, hold you. If you fall, lift you up. When you are hard-pressed with evil, deliver you and bring you at last to God's glory. Amen. All right. These musical guys are going to be coming up, and I'm going to end with a final poem. For children are a blessing sent from God above, a precious gift, heaven sent, an expression of God's love. On the foundation of this love, may these little children grow, discovering the truths of God, and to one day come to know that Jesus Christ is Lord of all and has an awesome plan, a destiny only they can fulfill as they take God by the hand and walk with Him every day with God's vision for their life and godly passion to fulfill the commission of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's continue our worship.